Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. Come on into the clubhouse. Pull up a bench and join the meeting. You know, there's one thing I have found out about most boys and girls. They are sociable ducks. They like to be in on what others are doing. And this is one club you can join without fear of trouble. But never mind that right now. You be getting a paper and pencil handy while the choir kids get busy and start our meeting with a song. Okay, choir, let's go.
Thanks, choir. Kids, do you remember in the Bible when Prophet Elisha was at Gilgal with a group of young prophets? They were all very hungry because there was a drought and food was in short supply. Yet there was Elisha with a bunch of young prophets sitting on the ground, and is true with most young men, they were hungry. What to do? Elisha told his servant to set a big pot over the fire and make pottage for everyone. But what could they make it with? One man found a vine with some wild gourds. Oh, that would be great. They piled them into the pot and let them cook, and at last served them up for the men. And as they were eating, suddenly they hollered, "Wait, don't eat it. This stuff's poison. It'll kill us." And they spit it out as fast as they could. They couldn't eat it. They cried, "There's death in the pot." But what to do? The men were still famished. Elisha said, "Bring me some meal, maybe like cornmeal." And he cast it into the pot. "Now," he said, "serve it up so people can eat." Wonder of wonders, the porridge was sweet and tasty and good. God got rid of the poison and fed his men good porridge. Isn't the Lord good? But Elisha had to put a stop to the bad soup first. That's just the way you boys and girls must be careful. Oh, I'm sure your mother won't let you have any bad food. But what about what you're feeding your mind? What about the books you read, or the television programs you watch, or the magazines you buy at the store? You must be careful not to let that kind of poison get into your mind. It's deadly. When you least expect it, it'll come back to your mind, and it's very hard to get it out. You just have to throw all that bad matter out and get your mind into the Word of God and onto wholesome subjects. Psalm 51:10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me." And Philippians 4:8 tells us to think about things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report. If we do all that, there won't be time for the bad stuff, will there? Well, here's the choir with something good to think about.
Master made answer in words true and plain. He must be born.
Thank you, choir. Lot's family just had a feel for city life. In fact, they liked it so much that they moved into Sodom and soon became a part of the business and social life. Lot even became a leader and sat in the gate with other officials. That's where the two men sent by God found Lot one evening. There were no motels to keep travelers, so, in keeping with Eastern hospitality, Lot invited them to his home to spend the night. Now, that was very kind, but there was more to it than appeared. The men refused Lot's invitation, but said they would spend the night in the street. There was an open place where travelers who had no other place could bed down for the night. But Lot insisted they come home with him. He knew the street was no safe place because of the wicked men of the city. So the men went with him. After a good supper, it was time to retire for the night. But before they could retire, something horrible happened. Suddenly, Lot's house was surrounded by men, old men, young men, all wicked, sinful men, bent on mistreating Lot's guests. "Lot, where are the two men who came in here? Send them out where we can abuse them. Send them out," they shouted. Lot shook with fear. Easing out the door and pulling it shut tight behind him, he tried to quiet the crowd. "No, no, my brethren, don't harm these men. Take my two single daughters, but don't harm these guests who trusted in the safety of my house." "Ho, softhead, get out of the way. We'll take 'em. You're not our judge. Stand back." And the mob was about to break down the door when the two men inside, who really were angels sent from God, reached out, snatched Lot by the collar, and drug him inside and shut the door. Still the violence and rioting persisted as the men tried to break in and take the strangers. But the angels knew how to stop the upheaval. They struck all the men blind, so they groped in the darkness and were helpless to find the door. Then the angels commanded, "Lot, whatever family you have in this city, get them out now. This wicked city is going to be destroyed." Lot raced to his married daughters' homes, warning them and their husbands of the coming destruction. "Get out," he cried. "Get out before it's too late." But they laughed him to scorn. What would Lot know about judgment? He was one to talk. And they wouldn't budge. Those young couples were doomed, but the angels told Lot to take his wife and unmarried daughters and get out, or they would be consumed. But Lot hesitated. He hated to leave his home and possessions and wealth that he had gained in Sodom. As Lot lingered, the angels just grabbed him and his wife and girls by the hand and literally brought them out of the city. "Now run fast to the mountains, or you will be consumed by God's judgment." But Lot begged, "Oh, don't send me to the mountains. There's no good shelter or safety from wild beasts. Oh, please let me go to Zoar. It's just a little city." So the angels agreed, but told him, "Hurry, run for your lives, and don't look back lest you be consumed." And run they did. And God rained fire and brimstone down on Sodom and Gomorrah and burned them with fire so hot it consumed everything, houses, trees, idols, temples, men, women, and children. What a horror! Hearing the terrible tumult of screaming and roaring fire, Lot's wife couldn't resist looking back. "No, dear, don't stop. Don't look back." But she did, and instantly turned to a pillar of salt. She stood, a statue overlooking the city she adored. But the beauty was all gone. Now white-hot brimstone lay desolate, and dark smoke billowed up from the ashes of a city totally wiped out by the judgment of a holy God. The horror of the awful sight made Lot tremble in fear. If cities could be destroyed in one devastating strike, he had better escape to the mountains as the angel had commanded. He and his daughters ran to the mountains and hid in a cave. Lot's wife and married daughters, his house and possessions, now were all gone. The good life that had once meant everything to Lot was all wiped away. He had nothing. It was now only bitter survival in the mountains. Yes, Lot sought selfish gain and the pleasure of this world, but ended up with nothing. Proverbs says, "Riches profit not in the day of wrath." And Mark says, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Young person, life is too short, and eternity is too long for you to live for self and sin. Jesus Christ came to save you from your sin. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, repent, believe the gospel, and receive Christ as your Savior. Put your life in His hands, and come to know His joy and grace. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.